Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. With me, we have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello, everybody.
Rom, who plays Damon.
Howdy.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hey, everybody.
And Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go over what happened last time?
Lots of stuff happened to Damon. He is very popular.
It was a Damon-focused episode.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
The Damon episode.
I think a lot of these chapters recently have been Damon-focused.
Oh, and then Bedlam and Weasel got stuff.
New rings?
Rings.
Yep.
Everyone got something.
Correct.
But not in the last episode. Luna didn't get anything.
Yeah, because everyone hates Luna.
Luna got a footlocker.
Least popular.
You got a box.
Least pop. We're still holding on to the box.
Is it a nice box? That's the real question.
No, not really. It's kind of beaten up, to be completely honest.
The farther you carried it away from the temple, the heavier it got.
Really? Until I had to ditch it?
Yeah, you got to like 5-6 away from the door, and it weighed about 1,000 pounds.
Oh.
Yeah, we would have left it in there then.
Oh. Boo. Mm-hmm.
Boo me all you want.
You put it on the edge of the ramp and just watch it slide back in.
Wait, this is actually some really good technology. We might want to bring this to Claw, because weight like this...
It's magic, not tech.
Yeah, it's definitely it's magic.
It's magic.
Yeah, but using this magic in their technology...
Oh, my God, Ellie.
Oh, that would be so... Oh.
All right, so...
I'm just thinking besides of possibilities.
Besides the gifts that we received, Damon got a big lore drop about family history. He now has a second hitchhiker in his head.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they sound very excited.
Yeah.
No, but I'm not excited for the family road trip, but...
I am!
Damon now has a quest to go find... the three remaining disciples of...
Descendants
of Boreal. I actually said it right this time.
You did. I wasn't impressed. I didn't say anything, but I was thinking, yeah, it was a good job.
But he knows one's in Riverside City, one's in Mexico City, and the third one is in Nobody Knows City.
In Nowheresville, USA.
We have a location now.
We're going to go to Atlantis. Yes!
But he also received his old power set back. He actually now has the access to the first and second ranks of the healing power set again.
Though it's got some serious...
It got nerfed.
I mean, it got nerfed and buffed at the same time. Nerfed.
For the level, it is on par.
Yeah. If you had gotten it earlier, it would have been stronger.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
It's weaker. Because once I hit fifth or third level, gaining second level spells, I would have second level healing spells, but with the new version, it would still be first level spells.
Okay, you're right. It doesn't scale as hard.
Yeah, it drops off quickly.
Yeah, but at that point, I'm fine with that.
Especially
it also gets heal, so shut up.
I know. But that's not until 11th level.
Heal.
Or 6th.
Sounds like a you problem. Mm-hmm. Deal with it. You're a cleric.
We'll survive. I hope.
I hope too. Okay, so, and they ended up melting their way out a tunnel to get back out to the surface, and the tunnel magically resealed with ice, and they rested in a tiny hut with a rainbow spelling out, "We're over here."
And with the daylight spell to help find
With the daylight spell above them. And Ed, the last thing they saw
once in a while, we stick Luna's arms out and have her shoot fireworks.
She could just do that all day. It's a cantrip.
Yes, but her hands have to be outside the bubble to do it.
S-O-S.
I just imagine her, like, Jubilee going...
I'll just make sure they're fire, and eventually your hands will warm back up.
Okay, so yeah, the last thing we saw before we cut out was the rover / vehicle rolling over the hill, over the top of a nearby hill.
For some reason in my mind, I kept thinking it was going to be like a helicopter and we were going to fly out, but now we're driving.
We're We're driving back to the base, which will give us a better lift.
So, the vehicle drives towards you. It is black with six wheels.
Not treads for snow base?
I'm sure they can change. It's a claw vehicle.
Yeah, if they need to, they just fold out into treads. Like literally splitting into half and syncing up with the other ones, which sounds like a really cool idea.
Nanotech.
Mm-hmm. And I would like each of you to make perception checks, please.
I was going to say, I figured that you were going to do that. Please don't fuck me.
Oh, man, a perception check.
Technically, I dropped that. Can I please re-roll that? I did like that drop thing again.
Yeah, that's fine. Actually, roll the fucking dice. There you go.
There you go.
17 plus 2 for 19.
I did better than the cleric here. 17 plus 4 is 21.
Proficient?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm not proficient.
14 plus 3 is 17.
I got a 12 plus 7 for 19.
I had the best roll?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I don't know what the fuck to do with that.
It's the ring.
It's the one ring.
It's the fact that you are a heat-based character in a cold environment. You're like, get me the fuck out of here!
So what do I see? Or we start at the bottom and work our way up.
Did anybody break 20?
Yes.
Perfect. You're the only one who sees it. There's no claw insignia on that vehicle.
Son of a bitch!
He did say we're going to have a fight encounter.
Yes, he did.
And we have not taken a long rest.
No, we have not.
Correct.
Well,
you could have had a short rest if you wanted to. So if you want to spend
hit dice. Time
for that. Well, yeah, when we were in our tent.
Let's call Claw.
Hey, Jen, connect us to Claw, please.
She doesn't respond.
Jen?
I will take my phone. And
no bars.
We're being jammed.
We had.
Oh. I'm going to take a picture of that car with the license plate in view.
It's not a car so much as a... Arctic terrain vehicle.
Does it have a license plate?
So long as we stay inside the bubble, they cannot affect us.
Oh. Yeah.
Does it have a license plate?
That's cute.
Does it have a license plate?
No.
Son of a bitch, I still fucking take a picture of it!
Okay.
Alright, so, who's ready for combat?
Feel like you're never heard.
I regret wasting my fireball, but I'm ready.
It's okay.
Alright. I don't even have my channel divinity up. Wait, do I have a second second message now?
You get that on short rest, don't you?
So that's what I'm checking.
So, Paul, is it snowing right now?
No. Fun fact, Antarctica is actually a desert. It very, very rarely snows there.
Is it just blowing? Is there any obscurement?
It is blowing, but not appreciably. Yes, Natalie?
It automatically refills my hit points.
Okay. I'm going to say your hit points are full, but mark off 3 first level spells. 2 first level spells and a second level spell.
Or she just used hit dice.
No, she also used smites last time.
And I do have 2 channel divinities, and they are short rest.
Hey!
So guess what I'm starting off with?
Wait, they might be... We don't know what they're... doing.
They might be here to
help. Just be a science expedition.
Yeah, it's in an unmarked vehicle. And
it doesn't have a license plate, and the fact that it doesn't have the claw thing on it is no bueno. No good.
I'd still rather give us temporary.
No one has license plates out here.
I mean,
who's gonna license you? The cops?
How far out are they?
100 feet.
All right, so I will only last for a minute. I will wait and see if I have anything that will last longer than a minute.
Okay.
I want to shoot a firework at them.
We don't know if they're dangerous. We see who they are. They know where we are. They are coming here. Mm-hmm. We wait. If they get out, we see who they are. We send somebody to speak with them.
And then we ready to nuke them from orbit.
Yep.
Basically.
I mean, someone's got a plan.
Like that plan.
Okay. So, it rolls up to within 60 feet of you guys and stops. and a loudspeaker comes out from somewhere on it and says, come out with your hands up and you will not be harmed.
Hmm. Do you want to do the negotiation?
Does it have any weapons on it?
You don't see like any but turrets? You also didn't roll perception. Roll a good enough perception.
We had 19s.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It was a 20.
And it's 5 feet and 30 feet away.
Okay, so everyone can roll perception again. Mike, you're going to get a freebie on this.
I'm just not going to roll, or you're going to roll.
I'm giving you a free.
Okay.
you may roll again with advantage, and if you get something, you'll get additional information.
I rolled a 3 plus 7.
I rolled a 7 plus 2.
Okay.
A lot of this.
18 plus 4 is 22. 9 plus 3 is 12.
So apparently, Rico's the only one with his damn eyes open. Weasel's the only one with his eyes open today. You see that there are on the sides by where the drivers would be getting in.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm sorry, there. Well, you're gonna notice two things. That out at the bottom there are what looks like a missile pod, not like that will unfold, but it would point down.
Okay.
And the back of this thing, which is roughly 25 feet long, mm-hmm. It would be 30 feet long, looks like they're going to fold open like gullwing doors.
Okay. So there's probably a bunch of people back there.
Do I shoot fireworks now?
Let's see what they want first. You said that our suits are relatively cold resistant.
Yes, you will not take damage from the environment for the first 10 turns. I don't see the fight lasting longer than that, so don't worry about it. If for some reason it turns into a knockdown drag out, then you'll have to worry about it.
You said they're 60 feet away?
Correct.
Do you know what the range of spiritual weapon is?
60 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Weasel will, being our charisma guy.
Intimidation. Oh, there we go.
I need another D8. I searched my entire thing. I have 8.
8?
Blight? I need to be ready just in case.
Gotta get that 10D8.
9.
98?
Just in case. But
mildly disappointing number.
Yeah. But Weasel will step out.
I'll step out with him.
No.
No.
I'm going to give you a small buff to that item. It's a line of blight.
Oh.
It's an AoE?
A line.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Weasel will step out and be like, and as loudly as I can, seeing as it's not, we're not exactly.
You have thaumaturgy?
Yes.
Want to give him a hookup?
Wait, I believe I have thaumaturgy. You now have thaumaturgy running on you.
Ooh. Ooh. I start speaking loudly and like, oh, hold on.
Amp that bitch up.
Okay, don't yell. Got it.
And now you have guidance.
Oh, God.
So and your next roll gets a D4.
For the next minute.
Okay. So we are not here to intrude. We kind of got dumped here. We're just waiting on our pickup. We are not trying to be a threat.
Exit the dome and put down your weapons.
As you're not holding any weapons.
I did exit the dome, and I do not have any weapons in hand.
The rest of you need to exit the dome and put down your weapons.
I thought it was an opaque dome.
It is.
Who are you?
We're asking the question. We're making the demands here.
That's great. Tell us who you are, and we can start talking.
It goes quiet.
How many of them?
And the missile pod underneath the cab.
Mm-hmm. How rude.
You notice, because you rolled so well in perception, I'm not going to make you roll. I'm going to give it to you as a bonus.
Thank you.
Those are not missiles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are diggers.
Ah.
Those are digging explosives. They're going to go.
They're going to go underneath, and they're going to hit the bottom of the dome and not do anything.
The dome doesn't extend under the ground explicitly.
No, it sits flat.
Yes, so it's going to go under the. It's going to go under the snow.
Right.
A 10-foot radius. Immovable dome.
Mm-hmm.
It's fixed in space, so even if they get rid of the bottom, it'll stay just where it is.
Yes, but it will wreck wherever it will wreck everything inside.
And also, they probably don't know what this thing is.
T- talking to Dada.
They probably don't even know what this thing is.
No, it seems like they do because they know. Even though
they could have said,
I am under the impression that the hut has a bottom.
It does not. It explicitly does not.
It doesn't explicitly say it doesn't.
It is a dome. It is not a hemisphere of force. It is a dome of force.
Hey, Paul, what's that picture look like?
And we can always just look it up. Does it have a bottom?
What spell is it?
Leoman's Again? Tiny Hut.
Tiny Hut. Does Tiny Hut have a bottom? That'll answer the question.
But you I was see the symbol, right?
Yes, that is how I know how
a sphere looks.
Hi, listeners. What's up?
Well,
this is Natalie. I'm playing Luna. And this is
Jeremy Crawford says that it does not have a floor.
Where they are looking stuff up about the tent and the dome, and apparently it says that it does not.
All right, so I'm gonna make myself a new dome
underneath.
Yeah, double dome it.
That's not how this works, but okay.
Hold on. In any case,
what? They just
hold on. Jeremy Crawford argued with himself a year later.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
God damn it, Jeremy.
Like a month later, Leoman's Tiny Hut creates a dome, not a hemisphere. There's no floor. Leoman's Tiny Hut does have a floor. Mr. Crawford, read your own damn book. Mr. Crawford, read your own book. The spell's range entry says the effect is hemispherical.
Because otherwise that would be kind of a waste of a fifth level spell.
Was that a ritual? A random person, or was that like the author?
Still.
Jeremy Crawford is the rules guy for Wizards of the Coast.
Right. It's a waste of a third level spell if, I can get a shovel and I can go into your stupid dome.
It makes sense. So I retain my statement. It is there is a missile pod pointed down. They don't know that.
Got it.
They saw it there, they're like, this is a good idea. Step out of the dome.
Are we gonna let you step
Tell
out
us who you are and we'd be happy to.
Okay.
We are going to take you back to civilization.
Well, that's what we're wanting, but we're waiting on our pickup. We don't know who you are, so you'll excuse us if we don't just take you at your word. Introduce yourself. I would be happy to introduce myself. My name is Weasel. I am a hero. I am a cape.
A mildly maniacal cackle comes out. I'm Zookeeper. And the back doors of the thing open up, and two large flying creatures launch out with black balls with spikes coming out of them on the tails, as well as a very, very, very large wolf with white fur.
Great.
That's it.
And no, I'm not going to allow attacking out of the tiny hut.
Yep. Once we leave the hut, you can't go back in.
Yeah, so I'm out.
I know technically you could do it. I'm not going to allow it. It gets hairy.
Once the last person's out, the hut disappears. You cannot re-enter. The go-to rules where you've been running kind of with Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Does this zookeeper sound like a familiar character?
Can I make a history?
Now? Everyone who wants to can roll history.
Nat 20. Plus 0.
14.
Doesn't matter. I do nat 20 succeed.
Yep.
14 plus 4 is 18.
I rolled a 9 plus a 12 for a 21.
Okay. So let's let Colin be the low roll. Colin, what'd you roll?
I got an 8.
There you go. Feel better, Natalie.
What'd you get, Natalie?
14 plus 4 is 18. Oh, that's respectable. 18.
Yeah. So,
okay. How dare you?
You still have the second lowest roll, Natalie.
Okay, so let's go in order of lowest to highest with net.
Colin, you have no idea what the fuck's going on.
Colin, you know what a zookeeper is. you have no idea why the fuck they would be here. Natalie, the term zookeeper as far as like a super goes rings a bell, but it was like in a briefing you didn't pay attention to. The 21, you know that zookeeper is a cowl with the ability to genetically modify animals.
Mad scientist, got it. And can I make an arcology on the animals?
It would be nature, actually, because they're actually a combination of things.
Well, nature is still intelligence.
I have expertise in nature.
Oh, my gosh. All right. What do you do?
12 plus 12 is 24.
did he just come through really muffled? Anybody else?
Or is little 12 plus 12 is 24.
There you go. You got it going on.
It's nothing.
Okay, stop it with that. That's a disgusting noise.
I'm gonna rub a DJ on the microphone.
Okay. So with a 24?
Yep.
You said, yeah.
For nature, 24.
You know that that looks like the mythical creature, the manticore. And you also know that that is probably, if assuming he has fantasy creatures, that's probably a winter wolf.
And then what did Weasel see?
And seeing your natural 20, you, for some reason, you know, whenever it comes to capes, you just kind of have it on lock because of your grandfather. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you expertise explicitly in cape knowledge.
Ooh.
New skill.
Yay.
It is an intelligence skill, so you're not great at it, but you have expertise.
I will take it.
Because it goes with your background and growing up with El Combustion. You know that this man was originally an actual like zoologist. He was looking at creatures who lived in Antarctica. When the surge came, he gained the ability to rewrite the genetic code of things, and those manticores started life as penguins.
Those poor penguins.
That's it!
With my high rolls, would I think if he went down, would the creatures revert?
Permanent.
Okay.
If it's been long enough, and these obviously, they're not. There's no collars on them. This is obviously, if you were to think power set, it would be the animal control power set.
Okay.
Or the animal.
Something. All right. Super's knowledge plus 6.
All right.
Does so, mark it as expertise? And, yeah. Yeah. It's history or Super's knowledge, whichever is greater for you guys.
Okie dokie.
All right. So, shall we?
Nukem. That's it! She runs out.
It is initiative.
Hey. She'll. God damn it. Oh! I just got so excited.
Did you finally roll a 20?
I rolled a natural 20, so it's nice. 19.
No, it's a nat 20, so you go first.
We did say that, yeah.
If you so choose.
Don't I have something for rolling for initiative or something?
Hmm?
Don't I have something for rolling initiative? Or no?
You do have advantage.
I do get advantage.
Yeah, but you're not going to beat
that. You don't need it.
Yeah, okay.
She gets the choice of which one she takes. Maybe she doesn't want to go
actually,
first.
I was going to say, natural 20, you get to pick where you go in the order.
Really? I want to go first.
Is that a cool mechanic?
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go first.
Okay. So,
because if you're the cleric, you want to go after.
Everyone's injured. I rolled a 10 plus a 2.
I want to go third.
I rolled 11 plus 2.
Mike, can I count on you to keep initiative for us?
Oh, crap. All right, so... BF goes first because she wants to go first with the high roll. All right.
Thank you.
So what do we have for...
Manticores are on 22.
Oof.
No, I go first.
Yeah, you do, but I'm telling him the manticores go on 22, and the winter wolf goes on 7.
All right. And Bedlam.
I'm on 18.
That was a good shot.
What did you say for
I'm on
Damon?
18.
Damon?
She's afraid.
12.
Ow.
End game. All
right. I got that set up.
All right.
All right, who's... the net 20...
Bright Force goes first.
Bright Force shouldn't go first. Because we're still in the bubble.
You don't want to go first.
Why?
You want to go, like...
Oh, wait, no. Weasels.
What the heck?
They would target Weasel.
He already wrote it down.
They would target Weasel and he'll get wrecked.
Riggedy wrecked.
No, I'm playing how my character would, and she would run out and be like, that's it! I'm going to do the glitter cone stage 2.
They're 50 feet away from you in the air.
Oh, son of a bitch.
They did not lift off.
The manticores did. The winter wolf ran towards you. The winter wolf's only... 30, 25 feet away.
Can I do guiding bolt then?
Or you can run at the winter wolf.
I'm doing.
You can take the front line, hit the winter wolf.
I'm going to hit the winter wolf with my great sword. Son of a bitch. 9 plus 4 is 13.
Your plus to hit is not 4.
No. Her roll 4
plus 9 is 13.
You hit.
Are you kidding? Okay.
Winter wolf
fucking sucks.
Isn't that strong? Or defensive, anyways.
Wait, what would I add if I want to add smite to that? No, actually, no, I don't, because that's extra pretty D8s. Low AC.
You look like you can hit him a lot.
I think I'm going to hit him a lot. So,
knowing this thing, you may want to throw some more D8s at it.
Okay, I'm going to do a... I'm going to just throw in a smite. Where do I add? Do I just click?
How many smite slots do you actually have left?
I have two level ones and one level two spell shot slot left. How many D8s? Two?
For first level, yes, 2d8.
Okay. 10, 4, 14 plus.
You can reroll 6. Ones and twos.
And we've rolled that works on smites.
6 now. 19 plus 6 is 25 HP.
Big old fuck you.
Alright.
Boom.
Eat it.
Is that
That's
it?
What you get!
You get two swings.
What?
Miss fifth level character.
You get a second attack.
Sixth level character.
Rock and roll.
I'm gonna rock and roll it.
I would too if I wasn't changed to a cleric. I'd have four attacks.
That was a natural one. What do I do for that?
Roll it again.
And subtract.
Four.
You are going to drop your weapon. Okay. And it is going to turn off.
Alright, I'm
going
to pick it back up.
You'll need to spend a bonus action to reactivate it, but you have a bonus
action. I have a bonus action. I'm going to use it to reactivate it. Son of a bitch!
Yep.
It turns back on.
Actually, you also nick your thumb, take a point of damage. Because you went to go grab the blade with your hand and slash your hand a little bit. Because that's how great sword fighters work. They use their hands up on the blade, which kind of seems crazy when you think about it. Okay, me with my 22s.
Yep.
Well, I have two targets to shoot at.
And you have two manticores.
Yes. Yes, I do. Sounds like we got a hail of tail spikes at each of you.
Me?
I'm assuming saves or...
Nope, it's to hits. I need three D20s. All
right. Three each?
Yep. All right, here are three tail shots at... Let's do Weasel first. A 7's going to miss.
Yeah.
15?
That is even up.
What's you can always shield.
What's the third one?
21.
Well, shit. I will shield it, so I'll take one.
Take 9.
Ow.
Three shots on Bright Forest with her very high AC. I guess it's, what, 18?
Yes.
Okay.
Fuck you, bitch.
19, 13, and an 8.
The only one that hits me is a 19, and I'm going to take it like a champ.
Take 7.
Son of a bitch.
And she goes down.
Oh, no. No, Bright Forest!
She's the biggest glass cannon ever. Negative 3 con mod. Rough.
Oof.
Oh, no! She's never going to trust me again.
That was it. I'm noping out of here.
Yeah, I'm not even going to mess with her. Why does she have the big gun now?
I'm the captain now.
Wow. Right.
So, after... Bedlam. Yeah, Bedlam.
I hop out of the dome and charge... which one did Bright Force hit?
Winter Wolf.
Yeah, I'm gonna beat up the Winter Wolf.
Are you gonna try to get flanking?
Oh, we forgot some stuff. There's two other characters in the dome.
Yep. They're gonna stay in the dome.
They're going to stay in the dome.
Okay.
Somehow... Leo managed to take the dome from Damon to let him leave.
I don't have to concentrate.
No, but once you leave, it goes away.
No. Once the last person leaves, it goes
away. No, it is once if the caster ever leaves, it goes away.
Or we could have just had him cast in initially.
That works. But no, it is. If the caster ever leaves, they...
So, Colin, do you go for flanking? So sick.
Do we want to do that flanking roll that we did in the last one?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so nothing really fancy. We're on an open plane.
Correct.
So I'm just going to run up and attack.
Clever that, you know.
First one, I just ran up and started punching him. First one, I rolled a natural one. Assuming that doesn't get there.
I don't know. Something about this area makes you get natural ones, apparently.
It's apparently very slippery. And
the second one also got a natural one.
Holy fuck.
Oh my god!
Hey, Bellum, you're going to slip and like almost fall on your ass. Actually, make me a dex save. Yeah. Just from how poor ass that was.
Acrobatics.
Dex save.
Break fall.
Okay. I did that. Great. I got an 18 plus 8 for 26.
Yeah, you managed to catch yourself before you totally biff it under the ice.
This isn't going well. But I have. I'm going to use my bonus action to try for third time's the charm.
Do you want to do two more or just one?
Just one.
Okay.
And that one actually worked. That's an 18.
Have you been rolling with advantage?
No flanking.
No, there's no flanking. Oh, yeah, unless you do something clever.
Yeah, so yeah. We made a change for the last episode or during the last podcast that we really liked. Flanking in 5th edition gets very, very unwieldy because you can dash around people and, you know, move and everything. So instead, we're going to do, if you do something impressive or if you think of something clever, you get to do, you know, get advantage. So, I mean, if like, for example, I'm not going to let him do it because I'm going to say it. If Colin had, like, jumped off of the car, you know, the windshield and, like, done, like, a falling star punch on the thing, I would have given an advantage because it was clever and interesting. I'm not letting him do it this time. But, like, it's going to reward the narrative side of it. The more interesting the way you do it, the more advantage you'll get. Natalie's looking at me like I stabbed her. Sorry.
I try to give you flavor of what I'm doing, and I never get an advantage.
It just became real now.
Oh, okay. So I get to reroll that last one?
No.
Damn it.
After Callum?
Yeah, so I dealt 16 damage, though. My third attack hit on a 20. I got a 26 total, 5 on damage, plus 5, 3 radiant, and then 3 for skirmish.
Skirmish. Okay, so 15, you said? Shit.
16.
That's shit.
Oh, yeah. No, my wolves.
He's not dead, but he's not liking it.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Next up is wolves. Me. So, how close together are the manticore?
About 50 feet apart.
From each other?
Yeah.
And then from us?
Think equilateral triangle.
Okay.
50 feet.
And how far does this line go that I apparently have?
The range of blight.
So.
The range of blight. Sorry.
30 feet. 30 foot line.
Man, I was thinking it was longer. Cool, that's definitely saved my make a little bit.
Yeah. Until I get, Spell Sniper.
RIP.
So, Mike, what do you do?
All right.
What you doing? What you doing?
What you doing?
Switching back to my spell list to see what I can do to this stupid thing.
Which one?
Well, we're focus firing the wolf, so we'll start there and work our way up.
What's the one thing that Paul always says when we're in a campaign? Focus fire! Natalie, why aren't you focus firing? Because I don't... This is the first time I'm in a G&D campaign, Paul. I'm sorry.
Well, things go down quicker when you target the same, you know, same thing. So. Yeah.
Less getting pounded by shit. Hey, discharge your nerf.
Messy.
Discharge your nerf gun. I think, is it pulled?
Yes.
Don't leave it that way. That's how you stretch the spring out.
You could have just aimed it at yourself and it would have been fine.
Hey, you fuck. All right. I need a second one. Where the hell did I...
Is this why you brought down yours? Because you figured that we took all of them?
All right.
Yes.
So I'm going to sling a firebolt at the wolf.
I don't know if it's resistant or vulnerable. I need to check that.
Well, we're about to find out. That is a 13 plus 8 for 21 to hit.
Okay, 13 plus... yes, 21 to hits.
And 10 points of fire damage. 10. Does it look effective, ineffective?
It's just average.
Neutral. Got it. Okay. Too bad I'm not a pyromancer. Could have done more.
Yeah, four more, five more?
Could have done more.
No, it's a cantrip. It doesn't trigger.
I'm still standing outside the dome. In any case, it is Damon's turn.
Damon?
I will leave the dome. How is the group spaced out?
Well, I'm standing next to you.
And everyone is basically within 30 feet of me? Or I can find its position where I'm...
Absolutely. It's only 30 feet between the vehicle and the dome, so...
All right, then I will activate my Twilight Sanctuary. If you guys end your turn within 30 feet of me, you gain a D6 plus 6 temporary hit points.
Sounds good.
But you only get the... it's only one instance of this. You can replace your roll that you currently have if you roll higher.
But that doesn't start when you put it up. It starts at the end of the turn.
That's what I'm just clarifying.
It's the end of each. It's at the end of your turn. At the end of your turn.
As an action. I thought it was a bonus action. As an action, you present your holy symbol, and a sphere of twilight emanates from you. The sphere is centered on you and has a 30-foot radius that fills with dim light. The sphere moves with you and lasts for a minute or until you're incapacitated or die. Whenever a creature, including you, ends its turn in the sphere, you grant them grant that creature one of these benefits: a D6 plus 6 temporary hit points, or you end one effect that is causing it to be charmed or frightened.
Okay.
Bonus action. I cast Spiritual Weapon. Mm-hmm. And swing with it.
At the Wolfie.
On the Wolfie.
Please do.
I rolled a 7 plus a 9 for a 16 to hit.
16 hits.
Take 8 force damage. Force?
Spiritual Weapon is force.
Okay.
So what shape does your Spiritual Weapon take?
Good question.
I mean, it's different for every cleric, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's based on who your deity is most of the time. So it would be, what would Ethereal's favorite weapon be?
That's any weapon. Every weapon.
Yes, but what is her particular favorite?
We're training everything from her, so...
I'm going to say it's a spear.
What has she shown then to use, though?
She used this...
Actually, remember our previous conversation? It's a longsword.
You're right, it would be a longsword. Based on, yes, that conversation. You said 8?
Yes. I rolled a 2 plus 6.
Alright.
I end my turn, and I gain 10 temporary hit points.
Sweet. You know,
that's my round.
Who's next?
The wolf. The wolf gets his action.
Excellent. The wolf finally gets to have a turn before it dies this next turn.
Yeah.
Screw you, wolf!
Alright, well, it's gonna get... it's gonna get Bedlam and I guess it's only 15-foot cone. Is it 30-foot centered on you?
Correct.
Okay, so it can get, assuming you're halfway.
Yep.
Or did you go halfway or did you?
Just enough to get everyone in radius.
Then you could have done it from where you were. Never mind. So you're right there. So I can only get Bedlam and Bright Force with this, which kind of blows, but. It's gonna do a cold breath.
Oh no!
I need dex saves from both of you. It should be con. This is BS.
You said yes, dex save.
Breath weapon.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, but
cold is usually
that. But if it's a breath weapon, it's different.
I got a 7 okay. plus 8 from for a 15. Dragon.
Yeah, that makes it.
19 plus 2 is 21.
Y'all suck. Okay.
Wait, you have a positive deck save?
Yeah, I know, right?
No, she's got plus 3 from her.
Oh, right.
Oh, and so does Colin, so he really made it. So you're going to take half of 18, so take 9. If you're resistant to cold, you take less, but I don't think either of you are.
Yeah, perfect time for those temporary hit points.
Doesn't trigger until your turn, so. End of your turn.
Shoot.
Okay, that was my. And then it's going to.
Bright Force.
Yeah, it's going to be
unless
sad.
He's got anything else he's going to do.
On 0.
He's going to cry.
Zookeeper says, "Stop hitting my pets!
Stop being a bitch!
Stop hitting us!"
And a slit opens in the front of the vehicle, and I need another dex save from both of the people
there. Son of a...
as a hail of energy blast comes out of it.
I rolled a 7 again, so 15 total.
18 plus 2 is 20.
Hey, Colin, are you adding plus 3 to your deck save from being near Natalie?
20.
Oh, no. So then that's 18. Yeah, I forgot she had that.
23.
Wow. Take half of 16, so 8 piercing damage. And then the slit closes.
If you stop hitting us, then we'll stop hitting your pets!
Never! I'll make more.
And I'll fucking keep slashing them, dude.
And they will keep dying.
Sweet.
Oh, that sounded so much cooler than what I thought. Damn it. Great sword to the wolf. To the face. That was just a drop, right?
Did it roll?
No.
Then re-roll it.
That rolled.
Son of a bitch.
You hit with a 4 last time. What'd you roll?
I rolled the natural 1.
Yeah, that doesn't get it.
Nope.
Would you like the inspiration it or no?
I don't have inspiration.
Wow.
Would you want a rinse?
No, it's fine.
A rinspiration.
10 plus 9 is hits. 19. Thank Christ.
Would you like to smite?
No.
Just roll it.
Remember, you do have inspiring smite, but we know it's close to dead anyway, so.
6 plus 6 is 12 damage.
Are you sure?
13?
No.
Remember, 14? You can re-roll 1s and 2s.
3 and a 4.
It was... No, it was it was a 2 and a 4.
You can reroll 6. You can reroll the 2.
4 and a 4 is 8 plus 6.
Sounds like 14.
Pidu, 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 pidu.
Son of a bitch!
And the Manticore's gonna
Manticore turn.
And then, I do the 6D, or the D6 of temporary hit points, right?
Yep.
Plus 6.
Plus 6. 5 plus 6 is 11 whole, thank God.
All right, well, how smart are they? Not. They're going to shoot at the guy making the glowy lights.
Question. What time is it?
It's like mid-afternoon.
Mid-afternoon? We're in the Antarctic. What season is it?
It's getting pretty close to dark out.
Yeah, good thing they're all attacking you. Got it. All right.
I get to fly soon.
It's twilight time.
It's twilight time.
I've heard of Twilight Town. This is Twilight Time.
Twilight Town. Why do you get to throw so many fucking dice?
Well, the net one's going to miss. Let's see how bad it was. Not that bad.
Damn it.
Shoots the wolf and kills it.
14.
Yay!
Miss.
12. If a 14 misses, 12 misses. 17.
Miss.
Disappointment. 16 misses, then 23.
I'm a 22.
So I hit you.
Yes.
Once.
Ah!
Take 4.
Doesn't even break my temporary hit points.
And then they both land surrounding you with a thump.
Thump.
Wait. No, they can keep doing that. Never mind, they wouldn't land yet. They have spikes still. When they run out of spikes, they'll land. But they don't. They have a number of spikes left that I will not disclose to the podcast, but I am keeping track of it, I promise.
Okay, so next up is Colin.
Okay, so I'm gonna... jeez. This manicore is a problem. Can't fire. How large is the manicore?
I believe it is a large creature.
So is he within 30 feet of me?
No.
Okay.
We still have the Wolfie to deal with, too.
Yeah.
And we all do have ranged attacks, except yours has the lowest range.
Yeah, I'll let it get a free attack on me. I'm going to go attack the manicore.
No! Kill the wolf! It's almost dead!
That's what I was saying. You have the least range.
Just kill it!
You can split up your 3 attacks.
I am struggling to kill it.
Yeah, but I'm not within 30 feet of it.
Yes, you are.
Kill the wolf.
Not of the manicore.
You can attack, then move.
Yes.
But I can't attack again, then.
Yes, you can. You can split up your attacks.
Yeah, you can split up your attack. The Shadow on the Run is not a thing. It's everybody has it. Okay. You're thinking 3rd edition, not 5th edition.
Jeez, yeah, I should stop playing them. Okay, so yes, I'm going to base it. basic attack. Wolf, that's an at 20.
That's a crit.
Well, it had 2 hit points, so...
Okay.
It did.
It doesn't make it.
It got really dead.
So I just flick it dead, and then I go attack the manacore then.
All right. So describe how you're going to get close enough to attack the manacore.
How many feet off from the ground are they?
40.
Can I give him some advice?
Is there anything between us?
The vehicle.
Okay, so I'm just going to run. Yeah, I'm going to run, hop over the vehicle, and then as I'm charging the as I get to the manacore, I'm going to slide underneath it using the ice and punch it.
So the manacores are still flying in the air.
Oh, okay. I thought it was on the ground. Never mind.
No. You can stand on top of the truck and shoot them.
Okay, fine. I'll run up, hop off, jump off the truck, and just shoot at it with sun bolts.
You're going to do 1 or 2? I think you get 2, right? Because it will attack.
Yes, I can do.
Yeah. You have a total of 3 attacks. You've used 1 so far.
But, yes, so if I spend a key point, I can get a 4th. So.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
But so you have to decide before you make your 2nd, before you make your 3rd.
Yes. So I'm going to fire off 3 sun bolts.
So you're using a key point?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm regretting that because the first one's a nat 1.
Do it again.
It's a natural weapon, so.
Yep.
That's a 5 plus 8
5 plus 8 misses the
mid. Yeah, for 13. And then that's a total, a 10. Just flurry of misses. So, it's all coming back to me.
I was going
to
say, last time you played a monk, remember what happened? The flurry of misses was a thing? Yeah, you are living up to that right here. Okay, that was 3 shots at that and all misses. Next.
Next up is me. How is the window of this truck? Is it tinted? Are we able to see somebody inside?
It is, yeah, very much so tinted. It's black.
Okay.
If you were like within an inch or two of it, you might be able to see inside, maybe. But you'd have to like put your face against it.
When they opened that slit, did that look like somebody had their hand, whatever, on a gun, whatever, and was shooting, or?
It looked like it was something mounted to the dashboard.
Mm. All right. Well, I don't like that. I'm going to make my way closer. I'll go up the 30 feet, so I'll be standing next to Luna, Bright Force, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yes.
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 Same thing.
It's a family thing to be open identity. She's just not there yet.
Yeah. I am going to... Do I think that I could disable the energy blaster with a firebolt if I time it right?
It would be a high DC, a high AC to hit it, but if you did at least 5 damage to it, you'd be able to break it. You think?
Well, I don't want to damage the truck because that's our ride out of here, but I want to get rid of the driver.
You can try.
Which is why I want to know where she's sitting in there, because if I can see her, I can hit her.
Oh, I didn't say it was a female. It is, but I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
I'm sorry. The voice you gave off sounded feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Stop killing my pets. So
that was the intention, but I didn't explicitly say it, so I didn't expect someone to get it.
Inspiration?
Yeah. Yeah, you can have it. It's fine.
Hey, that puts me at 2. Boop. Okay, so I am going to
murder Colin.
I'm thinking about it. No. Let's see.
It's only funny if he hears
you. I'm 30 feet away from these manticores, right?
Yes. From where you are, yeah. And you're like 45 from where you are right now.
Okie dokie. All right. This will be different. Let's try something new. I'm going to use Mind Sliver. That needs to make a...
Intelligence roll?
Intelligence saving throw.
The odds of them making that are so very slim. Let me check, but their intelligence is a -2 save to that.
Good rough.
DC is...
I have an 11.
16.
I don't succeed.
Yeah, so he's going to take 2d6, and his next save that he takes is going to be at -1d4. So he takes 5 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
And his next save until the end of my next turn
is a minus
D4.
Okay.
So somebody like make him save.
It's like a temporary bane. Got it.
Or I will.
Okay. Next.
Next up is Damon.
Damon?
Oh, right. I need to get my D6 of hit points.
Did everyone get their Eight. D6 of hit points?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the already injured Manticore is about to take 2 luminous blasts.
That's my thing.
So a 18 plus hits. 9 hits, and a 9 plus 9 is 18.
Same one?
Yes.
There you go.
Make it save.
Well, that's a 9 and an 8 on the dice, so that's 17 radiant plus 6 plus 6, so...
Jesus, fuck.
29?
Yeah. 29 radiant damage from a cantrip.
Well, guess who's our new public? Oh, wait, they're already shooting at you.
Yes, but wait, I still have a bonus action.
You move your spiritual weapon 30 feet, it is not close enough.
I'm aware. I move it next to me.
Okay.
Because I know they're planning, they will eventually have to land.
They might, yes.
Next. And they could just outpace it because it only moves 20 feet.
Next up is the dead wolf.
Wolf.
Then Zookeeper.
Zookeeper.
What's she doing?
What do I want to do?
Sunroof?
I need everyone within 30 feet of the vehicle to make a con save.
Well, fuck, I move forward.
Would that be me?
You would have been within it anyway.
Do I make it an advantage?
What's it based on? What's
explosions?
It's a concussive blast.
I don't get advantage versus explosions anyways.
Am I within 30 feet of the...
Yes, yes, very much. You're right next to it.
And what am I rolling?
Con save.
Okay.
Question. I only stood outside the bubble.
You're within 30 feet.
No, he's outside of it. He's 15 feet behind the two of us.
Or...
Oh, you're right, because it was 60, and then the wolf moved 30. Yes, you're not within it.
But...
Everyone else is.
He's standing on top of
me. Colin, you're going to make this a disadvantage, because you're standing on it.
Oh, okay. Well, I probably felt that already.
What a save.
This is DC 15.
Yeah, I wish I could take that first one.
I rolled 11 plus 7, so I make the save.
Okay.
14 plus 6 is 20.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting
Bright
Force's bonus, am I?
I'm going to say you can land within 10 feet. Yes, you can get her bonus.
Okay, and the DC was 16?
15.
Well, then I made it, 23. So I got a 13. Then with her bonus, that gets it to 16.
You saved Colin from taking full damage.
Yay!
Which is...
Ooh. Almost max. 10, 20, 32? That was 66. I rolled 3 sixes of 2 fives and a 4. Holy shit.
So half of 32 is 16.
Yeah.
16 damage.
Oof.
Wow.
Alright.
Get sure.
So what happened?
You killed my pets. Now I kill you.
We wouldn't have attacked your pets if you weren't making them attack us, bitch.
She's right.
It was a ring.
You technically attack first.
It was a ring of speakers that appeared around the vehicle, and there were also on the spine of the vehicle.
She technically was hostile first.
Like, the ring of speakers like this, like, you know, an inch tall,
mm-hmm.
that, like, a panel slid up, they made a noise, and then went down.
Hmm. Okay.
Next. That was really good damage.
Right force.
I'm very pleased with myself.
Did it really not register that? There you go. 28.
Did you remember to get your 10 hit points?
I did.
Okay.
They proceed to lose them.
Yeah. Thanks,
Almost
Paul.
Almost immediately.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah.
I got you.
What am I next to? I'm next to...
You are next to a dead wolf. You have manticores 45 feet away. In the air.
In the air?
Baby, you're a firework.
I'm going to use a firework on it.
Okay.
What do I roll? Something plus...
Plus six to hit. You get two of them.
8 plus 6.
Hits.
15 plus 6.
Hits.
What am I rolling?
2d10.
Ooh.
Plus 3 each.
2d10.
Oh yeah, everybody else gets their stat bonus to their ranged attacks.
Hey, you could have.
I rolled.
If you took the fire tree.
Plus.
That's what? Plus 3 is 4.
4. And then a 5 plus
3.
3 is 7.
8, so 12 total.
12 damage with the firework.
Was that fire or thunder?
If given the choice, pick thunder.
Oh, thunder. I chose thunder, bitch.
I think you pick each time for that one. So yeah, it took some damage. Who's next? Them,
they
right?
Is.
Oh, yep.
They
and I have one of them excited.
You have both of them excited. They're going to hail down attacks at you, Mr. I have stupid AC tank.
Sounds familiar.
I'm not afraid to roll for 20s.
Yeah.
All misses. 18's my high.
Oof.
Cool,
I had a four, two twos, a four, a five, and a six. Ooh. Fuck you, dice.
So you're plus 12 to hit.
And then a 13.
Oh, okay.
Colin.
Yes.
It's your turn.
Okay. Is there an opening on this vehicle?
There are no openings.
So they close the hatch.
There are no door handles.
Okay.
Is there a lock?
I want to try punching this glass. I want to try and get in there and stop her from shouting at us. So, yeah. Where's my attack action? Here it is.
Unbreakable.
So I'm going to punch that glass with a magical punch. So it's not as silly. So for... does a 23 hit it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to stun it?
I can't, unfortunately.
So which glass are you talking about? You talking about the windshield?
Yeah, the windshield. I'm punching in the windshield.
Okay. Can you describe...
It was tinted.
Can you please describe how you're doing this? Because it's like a big like RV type thing. It's like... 8 feet off the ground. The windshield's like 8 feet off the ground.
He's on top of the truck.
Yeah, I'm on top of it.
So is he just leaning over and punching it?
Well, I'll do like a fancy front flip over and like
stand on the hood.
There is no hood. It's like a rover.
It's a cab.
It's got like a yeah. Exactly.
So you know
it's
that
a cab over.
I forget the name of the move, but it's the move in which you hop up, do a front flip, and do like the heel kick downward on it.
He grabs it by the corner at the very front. Flips himself over and just drives his heel in.
All right,
yeah. Like what Luna did versus graffiti.
Roll some damage for me, and I need to know specifically what the radiant is.
So I didn't deal any radiant. Oh, I have to do the... Oh, yeah, I moved, technically, to move around to hit
yes,
it.
Yes, but you didn't move the distance you need.
Oh,
you
yeah,
need 10 feet. I mean, he can go run in a circle and come back.
Run to the back of the truck and back.
What do you call a run-up if you don't have legs?
Yeah, I'll do that to get some momentum. and then, hold her. So, I have all the totals added up in.
No more noise.
So, I deal 9 physical damage and then 2 radiant damage.
Okay, you said 2 radiant?
Yeah.
You bounce off of the windshield and kind of like land on your back a little bit until you stand back up.
Okay, I flip back up and attack it again.
Okay.
Oh, but so does the magical... the attacks are still
only
magical,
part of it though. That matters is the radiant.
Oh, okay. I'll put in a radiant energy cell since I feel like my radiant damage did stuff and punch it again.
That is your bonus action, so yeah.
You know the definition of insanity.
Yes, but I'm saying to change cells.
Oh, okay.
That's an expensive cell.
Yeah, he bought every cell.
Yeah.
He claimed it. But what? Oh wait, no, I didn't.
Wait, hold on. Also, shit. Also, you didn't buy a class 2 set of gauntlets.
You didn't say that. You just said any energy cells.
No, he did.
No, it's in the dock.
No, he did upgrade.
Oh, you did. Okay, then you're good then.
I'm pretty sure he did. Because no, I went just for the realized, damage.
No, I don't have it. I just have it of all the. Hold on, I'm opening up the dock. I got all of like the lower grade.
Okay, then that doesn't include radiant. You could try energies. One of the other elements though, because it looks like legending didn't do dick.
Yeah, I'll switch it to fire. But well, it doesn't matter that I got a nat 1.
Yeah, you just like go and you punch wrong and you kind of crack your knuckles on the windshield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next.
And that's my turn.
Mike.
McGinney Mike.
Weasel.
Yes. Since it worked so well the last time, that same Manticore has to make another save.
But he doesn't want to.
This time he's using my SD4.
He doesn't want to.
Well, he would have failed anyway, but he has
takes another 6 points
an
of psychic.
8 instead of a 10.
Another 6 points of psychic, and he's at a bane for his next saving throw.
He doesn't like you. 8, you said?
6.
All right, good. Okay, he's still up. Mm-hmm. Okay, next.
Mm-hmm. Bonus action.
I'm moving up to the RV.
Got it. Next.
Everyone gain new temporary hit points?
Yes.
Oh, no, I didn't. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that you were still concentrating on that.
I don't have to concentrate. That's the best part.
Oh, jeez, I'm not rolling good. And that's my
it's
second
plus
one
what
on
again?
These.
6.
D6 plus 6.
My gosh.
Actually, you won't get it till you start your turn, Natalie. But
at the end of her turn, and she
last
was the first
turn.
One to act.
Oh, you're right.
Last turn, and it didn't.
And if you roll higher than your current temporary hit points, it replaces that with that number. They do not
correct. Did you roll for yourself?
I rolled max.
Nice. Okay.
So, yes, it is Damon's turn.
Damon is going to continue to target the same one he's been targeting.
The same one everyone else is targeting.
Yeah, the one he railed for 29 damage.
Everyone except for Bedlam, who is concentrating his powers on...
Natural 1 and a 17.
17 hits.
Yep.
Roll that 1 again and
see how bad the 1 is, yeah. Oh.
3.
You done blessed yourself in the leg.
It's a good thing I'm resistant to radiant.
Good, so do half your damage to yourself then.
Just roll the 1 attack versus... thing, and then you take the same damage.
Imagine if we did like an announcer voice of about everything that's happening.
So I rolled a 2, so that's plus 6, so 8, so I take 4.
And I take 8.
And then my attack hits you.
And I take 8.
We said, I never agreed to that. That was what Mike said.
Yeah, but,
that
I,
was
like, what I, yeah, said. But I liked it. What? what was it going to be?
It would have been 12.
6 plus 6 for 12.
Wouldn't make a big difference.
I take 4 radiant.
As you blast yourself in the foot.
Yep. And you 3 have taken physical damage.
Yes.
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 Ill, you guys take some healing from a mass cure. We still have that?
Hmm?
Mass curing word. Wait, what?
Mass healing word. Do I have that or no?
No, that's not part of it.
You got rid of that
I don't
from
think
the...
that's part of it anymore, no.
Okay.
I don't think it is.
It's not officially in the dock.
Let me check.
It might be.
Healing.
All right, hello, listeners. Everyone's looking stuff up right now.
Is that rank 2?
Yes.
Paul, how are you?
Panacea restoration per long rest.
I'll just cast normally.
And
I have
scaling
it.
Up to 3rd level.
Actually, no, I'm going to keep my 3rd level slots.
And scaling.
Healing word.
Yeah, that was never officially in the doc, getting the mass.
No, it's something I gave you, but I'm giving
you... Yeah, mass heal is at rank 4.
Not mass healing word.
Oh.
Mass heal is 900 hit points to spread out.
700.
7. Oh, that was 9.
7.
700 HP to spread out the way you want. Which in our campaign on Saturdays would not be enough to heal the party at this point.
But, moving on. I still have a bonus action. They're out of range for most of the stuff. I will hold my bonus action in case it moves within range.
That is not a thing you can do.
You can hold an action. Why not a bonus action?
Because it's explicitly an action to hold an action.
That's a reaction to you, to do it.
No, it's a reaction to activate a held action. You cannot hold a bonus action.
Fine.
I thought it's just the rules. Okay, next.
You.
Zero?
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Is that her name now?
No. It's Zero. Zookeeper.
Right, but you called her Zero.
A sweeping blade comes out of the front of the vehicle. I need everyone within 10 feet of the front of it, so everyone but Damon to roll me dex saves.
You don't even know where I am.
You didn't say you moved, so you're there.
But
okay, she was fine. 30 feet away. If she didn't move, she's 30 feet away.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Anyone within 10 feet of it? Besides me. And Bedlam. So just you two, not you, Natalie. So you're not within range to give them the bonus.
I rolled a 2.
I rolled a 15 plus 5 for 20.
So I have a 10 plus Natalie's 3.
No, you're not in range, Natalie anymore.
Natalie is there.
Okay. Not there. It's a 10.
What was yours?
20.
You made the save.
Yes, that means I don't take damage.
You take half.
You bastard.
Wow. I'm rolling really well in damage tonight. I was hoping it
would save or suck.
27 if you failed, 13 if you made it. Slashing damage. As a giant buzzsaw comes and rips across and then disappears.
Alright.
I could use some healing. I'm at 4 hit points.
I guess I know I'm attacking this next turn.
Is he still in the RV then?
Predator instincts, baby.
She's still in the... Yeah, she's still in there.
Predator.
I wish I knew Colin was injured. I would have healed him.
I was doing fine until I took 27 damage. Oh, okay.
I was feeling pretty good, and then...
He took a metric fuck ton of damage. All right,
on a dex save, too, so that's what the worst part.
He's not 7th level yet, so he doesn't have evasion.
All right. Bright Force.
Yay! I'm going to do a firework again, bitch.
Roll the hit. You really want to hit this. Otherwise, Colin's going to be a pincushion.
Okay, so I rolled a 17 plus...
Yes.
What is it?
5? 6.
6. And then I rolled a 2 plus 6.
So that misses. I need you to roll the damage for the one. This could very well matter.
8 plus... Whatever.
3.
Disappoint.
Why?
Died.
Yay! Why are you disappointed? I did it, Paul. Aren't you proud of me?
Because
you
can't get to kill the monk.
Because I don't get to kill the monk. All right. My 22 is going to go off. I'm going to attack the monk 3 times.
Luckily, he gets to use his...
returning?
Reaction to...
Reduce one of the damages.
If they hit.
Nat 20, a 2, and a 1.
Hey, I wonder which one I'm going to reduce the damage on.
I'm going with the nat 20.
How much HP do you have?
You're so fucking lucky.
Wait a minute.
I don't do the max damage on the die for myself because would be brutal.
I have a question.
Yes.
Because it's a bonus action, could I use the fairy statue on him?
No.
It's within 50 feet.
On your turn, you could. Yeah, you could have.
I could have.
She just had her action.
It was a bonus action. I just had mine.
Call number on a d12.
So, Paul, here's 8. The real question to see if it matters. Did you deal 21 damage?
No, I did 9.
Okay, deflected it all.
Call a number on a d12.
I said 8.
I had an 11. So it is more than 2. I was going to give it to you more than 2. So no, you did not remember.
You were just off. You see the spikes coming down and just like... Fuck!
I could have done something!
Alright, so Colin, you managed to completely deflect my shot, which is depressing as fuck.
But yeah, I rolled a 10.
I plus literally 11. Couldn't. I could not. Wait, plus 11. Oh, God. I literally couldn't do more than 19 damage with that. Alright.
Great.
Next.
Fantastic.
The one next time up I rolled is good Bedlam. Tonight. I'm going to look at it, look back at the car, and keep punching it. The windshield.
What element is on your fist?
I'm gonna try fire.
Okay.
Because why would you build fire resistance into a winter car? That's a 25 to hit for 12 damage base.
I only care about the radiant.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I only care for radiant.
Okay, so that's 2 damage radiant. Okay, so I'm going to look at it, realize my fire isn't doing anything, and just fire off some radiant sunbolts.
There you go.
Yay!
Hey, there's a nat 20.
Why are you breaking this thing? It could be our only chance to get out of here.
I'm trying to get in and stop the person from shooting at us.
Yes, I'm working on that.
Take out the Mandacore. I have technology. I might be able to figure out my way in.
I'm figuring out a way
in. She might be able to produce more creatures, though, is the problem.
So for crits, do you max the first one?
Yep, max the first die, then roll the second.
Okay, so that's 6 plus 5.
Total of 11?
Then I forgot to do that d4 for 2, so 13 damage.
As you broke the threshold of 10 radiant damage, the windshield pops.
Okay. Is there anyone in there?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna move in the vehicle. Is there, a driver's seat or something?
No.
Is it just...
It's a fully autonomous vehicle.
It is a fully autonomous vehicle.
And there's nothing in there?
You see there's another set of cages that are set to be released.
All right, get out of there.
Is there, a lock or something I could just, or anything I can unplug?
No.
Oh, shoot.
Get out of there.
Okay. I walk out, then, and get, 30 feet away.
At least.
Yeah.
Okay, after...
Pick 35.
And I'll roll a d6 plus 6.
If he ends within 30 feet of me.
Oh, yeah, you're farther away.
Yeah.
Oh, I move towards him. So give me my
I need healing.
I get 7 temporary hit points.
Are you Genji? Yeah.
You rolled a 1, Colin?
I mean,
I rolled a 2. The last Genji. 2 times.
It's plus 6, not once. Plus 1.
It's plus 6.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Plus. I'm at 8.
Next.
There we go.
Next up is me.
Hello.
I will move my 30 feet back. I was hoping there'd be somebody inside that we could just, take out, but
nope.
And then borrow the vehicle. But since that's not going to happen. Move my 30 feet back. I'm now standing.
Oh, by the way,
the, party.
The two creatures you saw that were in pens were very, very large penguins.
Oh, okay. They weren't actual monsters.
6 foot tall penguins.
Dire penguins.
Dire penguins. No. Yes, they were dire penguins.
Not were penguins?
They were dire penguins.
Well, they're all about to make a dex save.
Oh, no. They're in cages. They get disadvantage.
Let's play this for the
fail. I made that one. 17?
Yeah. 16 is the save.
I fucking made it.
Is no. 15 is the save.
I made it either way. What's the damage type?
Thunder.
Oh, I'm not resistant to that. Balls.
Yeah. Rob, take a look at this.
Is it good or bad?
3 to 5. All right. So let's put this at 24... 36 thunder damage to 40 to 20 feet out from the truck and everything inside of it just
you hear a lot of zizzing and popping and neither of the dire penguins go down, but they are fucked up to high hell. They have 40 hit points. But the vehicle stops. The vehicle stops. There's no motion coming from inside anymore.
Oh, there goes that idea.
Maybe you should have come to face us yourself instead of sending your pets. Yeah. Should have said that before I wrecked the truck. But
self-destruct initiated.
Those poor penguins.
Releasing all cages.
Fucked.
They just run away, or
yeah, they hit the snow and fucking just
dis
a fucking pier
hair
at mock speed.
At what phase do they act?
Now they've been ready the whole time.
Don't hurt them.
So
they're running away. It's fine.
They move 106.
It's called sleep.
They move 160 over snow.
No.
Time to chase him
down. I will dive on top of him to stop him.
They move 160 feet over snow, so there's no fucking way
you can. But it's not snow, it's ice.
Okay, over ice. It's even better.
No, less friction. They're running away, it's fine. But you said
specifically over snow.
They have ice. They have ice slides.
I'm being a shit.
Next.
I'm being Rob. Ooh. Speaking of, Damon.
Alright, so penguins escaped.
Oh, yeah.
Supposedly.
They're gone.
How far? 160 feet, you said?
160 feet.
What's the range of Eldritch Blast? 120. No! I'm joking.
That's 120.
In any case.
So, there is nothing around as far as I can see besides the self-destructing truck.
And the other manticore.
And the other manticore that's untouched.
Savage.
I will proceed to head away from the truck because it's going to self-destruct soon.
Yes.
And fire off two luminous blasts.
Are you here? 10. 9.
We have 10 seconds, so we have 2 rounds.
Correct. It'll go off on 0.
So
oh, next round.
Correct.
Will 17 hit?
Yes.
They both hit. Take 20 radiant.
Okie dokie.
I do not gain any additional temporary hit points.
Next.
Next up is the truck.
6.
Bright Force. Run. Fast as your little legs can wait.
Teleport. I can teleport and or jump. So I was gonna
bonus run action, to heal you Colin.
And say grab one of them.
Bonus action, I heal Colin.
And jump.
Thank you. For how much?
3d4 plus 6.
Are you able to pick up one of our friends, our teammates?
You see my scrawny ass arms?
I don't know, man. I'm just asking.
Gain 16, Colin.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'm pretty sure we can get the fuck out of here.
And that was a healing word from Damon.
Yep.
That did that. Who's next?
Manticore.
So, yes, the Manticore is going to...
No. Bright Force first. She didn't act.
Bright Force?
I ran to him. I ran to him and...
Who?
Me.
To Weasel.
Okay.
To try and make up a plan to get us all out of there.
So are you going to teleport away? Are you going to run away? What are you going to do?
How far is your teleport?
It's messy step.
30 feet.
Yeah.
So...
I was probably going to jump.
How far is your jump?
75 feet. No, 70 feet. 60 feet.
So, do that. Yeah. If you can, grab...
One of these two?
Monkey?
Okay.
No. I can get out just fine.
We don't know how big this boom is going to be.
Right. It could be very big.
If I can't get out, none of us are getting out.
All right, so then I'm going to grab him.
So, everyone make a wisdom save.
Save?
Okay, wisdom check to remember something.
History?
That's a nat 20 for me.
No, it's just wisdom.
Or history?
No, just it's literally just wisdom.
Wait, why did I roll advantage?
You didn't.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, why did I roll at advantage?
I don't know.
Alright. 14. 16 plus 1.
Okay, anyone who broke 10 remembers that there is a tiny hut made out of force. Oh, 60 feet that way.
Which we can't re-enter.
Yeah, we can't re-enter.
Untrue. You can leave it.
You said we couldn't re-enter.
No. Just during you can't attack and leave.
No. Tiny Hut specifically says if you leave, you cannot re-enter.
I don't believe that's true.
Regardless, I'll just recast one if it doesn't matter.
It takes a minute to cast.
Ritually.
It takes a minute otherwise.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Tiny Hut, you can leave. It's how you go to the bathroom during the night.
Right, it's Wall of Force that you can instant, and then you stay in the Wall of Force until you can cast it.
Correct.
So we can re-enter?
Pretty sure, I'm double-checking.
Yeah, we technically can't... All creatures and objects are barred from passing through it.
Yeah, creatures and objects...
Oh, wait, creatures within the dome, when you cast this spell, can move through it freely, so yeah, we can hop back in.
I was just saying, I wasn't going to let you jump out, shoot, and jump back in. But as it is not going to be something hostile, I'll allow it. As it is a purely defensive maneuver.
Okay.
I might allow you to go, out and in once. Maybe that'll be a rule for the table.
Okay.
essentially you have enough to go to the bathroom once when you're during the night, you know? Okay. So who's next or who's up?
It's Bright Force still.
What are you doing?
I was gonna run up and go to. How close is the hut, honestly?
60. It's 60.
I was right next to
the hut. All right, I'm gonna start running towards it.
I was right next to it. I never left the hut.
You moved 30. Yeah. You moved.
That's before we realized about the hut. My character was standing right next to it, and I am now in intelligence base. I would have known I could re-enter it.
Yeah, you'd have to move 30 foot forward to get everyone in the sphere, which you have been doing, but that's fine. Next, you get most of the way back.
Yeah.
Next.
Manticore.
Three spines at.
Hey.
Excuse us.
Yeah, it's him.
He hears that thing going to explode. What did he fly away? Yes, but he's not
the smartest.
21?
Nope.
All right, the rest of them missed. Okay.
Five.
All right, up next is Bedlam.
Is the manticore still in the air?
Yes, and it is 50 foot exactly above the thing.
Okay, I'm just gonna walk over to the hut.
Okay, next.
All right. Well, this is going off at the bottom of the round.
Yeah.
Did Luna make it into the?
She got right next to it.
Oh, could I use my second movement to push her in?
Yep, you could.
Okay. That was going to be my thing. I was going to say, but yeah, you beat me to it. All right. So I'll make a dash for the hut. If I can throw off a mini boom at the manticore just as a fuck you as I'm.
You'd be able to just barely get to it if you did. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I said I moved 30 feet from the truck, which would be 60 feet, which was 30 feet, so
CB 30 right feet next left, to it,
I'd be
yeah.
able to just do the slide in, yeah. sliding into home. So, Manticore will have to save.
I'm going to spoil it for this. It's not going to matter, just a second.
Yeah. I still want to.
You can roll if you want.
I'm using my mini boom.
Think.
Doesn't matter because this thing's going nuclear, right?
Yeah, well, not nuclear, but it is going to go big, big boom.
All right, Weasel slides into home.
As he does so.
Damon is left.
Hang on!
Oh, sorry.
I'm still outside!
Damon was left to die outside by the TM.
Bum, bum, bum!
Damon's the last one.
I hit twice.
You can't do enough to kill it, so I'm not worried about it.
19 radiant, and I hop into the thing.
Okay.
So this is going to be fun.
On zero, the truck glows white hot and
just kind of sinks into the ice
and explodes. Everything within 150 feet of it is going to take 20d6 fire damage.
And 20d6 bludgeoning damage?
Yep.
And 20d6 bludgeoning damage.
Thank you for pushing me in!
Yeah!
Colin's resistant to fire. He would have survived.
That was the worst that could have happened.
It was a deck save. It was DC 9. It was DC 20.
Hey, I want to see if I could have made that.
150 feet, though. That's a hell of a big push for a meteor storm.
Hey, I would have gotten it. That was a 23.
Good. So then roll 40d6 and see if you save taking half, you'd be alive.
No, take half of that, so I only roll 20.
No, d6s. No. Okay, roll 30d6 because you take half of the damage.
Half of half of half the damage.
He's
not resistant to bludgeoning.
Ellie.
Correct. What do you mean?
Okay, so 30d6s.
It'd be 10 from that, and then it'd be 5 from the other. So 15d6.
Well, I'm already dead. That's 120. That was an amazing roll.
Oh, shit.
Just wait till you had evasion. Then you would have avoided.
So I'm assuming there's a nice big flag as to where we are.
Absolutely. And
now we see the Claw Tech chopper coming in.
What you see is there is a massive stone plate about 25 feet down. That stretches out and has the symbol
Boreal
of the Fallen on it.
I will definitely go to investigate.
And with that, it's time to end.
Fuck.
You can follow the podcast at RSC Pod. You can find me at CURUNIR 471. And we have a Patreon for the podcast / my books. at patreon.com/VanderHayden. I think the rest of our socials will be in the description. Good night, everybody.
See ya.
Take care.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.